Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. This is your host, Ishai Breslauer. Here we meet every Monday to talk commercial real estate and prop tech. We will dive deep into the different asset classes, discuss the market, talk about the new and exciting technologies, meet key people in the industry, and get some inspiration. Let's begin. Hey guys, before we start, I just want to point out the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. It's a free download. Go to the text side and you will find it. It has absolutely great information, completely free, how to become a landlord, how to determine the value of a property, or creative financing for commercial real estate. All of it is completely free. Go download it. Also, I want to point out my CRE crash course. It's a 2-week must-have program with a must-have skills for commercial real estate, like investment strategies, the must-have financial terms, how a deal is done. Go take a look at it, go to the text side and click on the link. And now let's continue with our program. Hey guys, how are you? This is Ishai Breslauer, your host of the CRE Shark Eye Show. Hope you guys are doing fantastic today. And you know, every once in a while we do some prop tech stuff because that's my thing. And today we have Nir Samocha. Some of you can't say the ch, so you can say Samocha, whatever you want to choose. Nir, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, it's such a pleasure having you because you have such an interesting company, and we may do a lot of things together in the future. And meaning seeing it, you know, progress the whole process. It's been so much fun. And this is such a needed technology in the real estate, industry. But you know what, before we start digging into your story, which is fascinating, if you could please tell everybody just, you know, what is Achieved? What do you guys do? Like a 2-minute elevator pitch, I call it.
All right. So thank you very much for calling me in. And Achieved is all about reimagining the global real estate investments. So what we do is actually collect data on real estate investments and build innovative financial layers on top. So we started with the company. We got funded by Wix investors and real estate firms. And we developed a platform that connects today 4,000 investors and their real estate managers. So we help them today to communicate the real estate investment, the process. And right now we are building and launching a payment layer, which is going to power the entire transaction flow. So we want to power the global real estate transaction at scale. It's going to allow each one of the managers and investors to transact easily and with the currency of their choice. So I think the end goal is, you know, to use the data and provide value for both sides in terms of financial layers, such as transactions, loans, capital allocations, and all based in order to help both the manager to grow the business and the investor to get, you know, transparent, easy way and easy access to invest globally.
So I want to tell you, first of all, thank you for this introduction. I want to tell everybody who's listening, if you guys, it flew over your head, kind of, don't worry about it because we're going to start digging in soon and we're going to really explain, because I'm telling you, you want to hear about this company. It's one of the most fascinating companies out there. And you're probably hearing Nir's accent, and you're obviously saying Israel, which is our country. And that's all great. And a lot of new tech and new innovations are coming from Israel. Nir, tell me something. You know, starting, let's get to the juicy story. Getting to start a new company, especially a startup, is not a picnic. It's something that requires a lot of guts, a lot of, you have to be innovative. You have to really come out and solve a problem. But before we get into the story of the company, if you could tell us your personal story and where how you came to start this company, the hardships, all the great story, the stuff like that. Go ahead.
All right. It's gonna it's going to be like a cliche, you know, to say you have to love what you're doing. But it's really the way it is. So I'm a tech guy. So, you know, I've graduated as a computer science, and I started working in Intel, and I've been involved in investment through all of my life. And I've been always very appealed to technology and the way it can solve and make things better. So after Intel, I've opened two hedge funds on the technology side. Like, I focused on the technology side and the way to scale things and make it more efficient, ending up raising $33 million. And through that experience, I had a lot of connection with investors and people who waited and wanted to get, you know, access to how the investment is going on, and they wanted to know like how to basically save or gain capital gains in order to advance forward. And I use every bit of my knowledge in technology to make, you know, things more efficient. And I got used to this flow that everything is working really smoothly. We connect to the investor, we report everything is online, everything is colorful. And then I've made some investments in the US, in California, Sacramento area. And it was like the most punishing, I think, experience in terms of investment I've ever done. Like, everything was tough. Like, the reporting was horrible.
You're talking about real estate, of course, right?
Yeah, real estate. So, sorry for that. So, it was very hard to understand what is going on in terms of the development of the units. And then the bank didn't allow me to accept or get the funds back as an investor. And I had to do a lot of hoops in order to go through the compliance. Although, like, everything is very, you know, out there, all the documents, the acquisition agreement, the investment agreement, everything is out there, everything is being provided, but the money always got, you know, delayed and stopped throughout the process. And I got through this experience in like a very different way from what I'm used to get as the other side on the investment side and on the hedge fund.
The hedge funding, yeah.
Yeah, so it got me thinking, we're not in the 80s anymore, so why the process is so hard? And realizing that the managers, the real estate firms, the guys who actually do the management and do all the hard work of finding the best deals, don't have the right tools to do those stuff. So it's not their like core business to report or make sure that the money goes through. It's just another asshole. Right, they need to find the best deals out there, focus on the deal, and fundraise whatever capital is needed to make sure that it's going to happen. And then we started Achieved. I started Achieved. And it was a really hard decision for me because in terms of the personal life, I sacrificed like tons. And this is something, you know, my wife was immediately going to come and say, why are you doing that? Why do you need to do that, all the roller coaster of the mental trouble that you go through. It's really a roller coaster, and you have to deal with a lot of no's. You have to go through a lot of setbacks, but I accept that this is the way to go forward. So I'm very keen of listening on the needs of the clients and the investors and what they need, and we build it step of the time, every time. Of course, COVID-19 didn't make anything easier.
100%.
I remember one experience with, like, I have a client on the phone and my three kids are quarantined and my wife is locked in the room, and I have 2 weeks like this working from home in COVID-19 and trying to set up the entire development process to make sure we're gonna make it on time with deadlines. So, very hard, but
the Apple garage story, as we call it, it's a good one. Tell me something. If you could share with us, you know, the hardship or the difficulty, because the, one of the main problems for entrepreneurs who come out and they want to start a new company, a new idea, something that will actually solve a problem, like you had mentioned, in an industry that has certain type of problem, and you want to come and say, hey, I have the solution, I want to do this. But the first money probably is one of the hardest things. Tell us a little bit about that struggle of getting the first dollar, you know, the first dollar in order to get things going so you can actually make it happen, make it, you know, how to say, give birth to this company.
Right. So one thing I've learned right from the start, there's no secret sauce. So it's very different on where you're located, what are your connections, the idea, the, you know, the luck that you have along the way. So the market momentum could be very strong on the ecosystem that you're working with, and then you have someone who wants to invest. So it's really 0 to 1. You just need one serious investor to start with, and then you can start the process. But to get there, you need, wow, you need, first of all, to be prepared to be bombarded with rejections on the initial idea, because it's never the initial idea. You start with something and it turns out it's not good enough, and the market need another solution, and then you develop something. And the truth is that the idea is okay until it's clashing with reality. And in reality, when you go to your client and you really know what they need, you really understand the pain, then you can start building up, you know, the entire concept of what you want to do. Obviously, if you have a firsthand experience, that's always the best, because you know exactly what you've been through, and you can actually feel what the other side is feeling. So when I'm talking with a client, I know exactly what he's going through. So I'm very keen to solve that problem.
Right, you're in touch with the hardship that's going on the other side, but it's an amazing thing to hear what a guy is going through, a girl is going through, whoever is opening a new business is going through in order to, you know, to get things, to make things happen, to hear all the rejections, to go through the hardships, to go through no's, and then people tell you what a bad idea it is and a good idea it is, but I don't want to give you, et cetera, and go to the next door, and to keep the enthusiasm from one person, from one place, one company to another, it's not easy at all. Tell me something. When you got to a point that you said to yourself, okay, I already have a company, I have the first dollar, now I have to hire people, and you start hiring people. What was the next step at that point? Meaning, who do you hire? Meaning, what did you go through at that point?
Wow. So I think the first thing you want to see is some kind of a product that you can test as fast as possible. So you want to hire, if it's a technology company, of course, you want to hire someone who can develop the first concept and support that. So you have those, you know, developer product, maybe designer if you need one, but those are the first people you need to engage with in order to create something. And then as fast as possible, just, I needed to take that and go straight away back to the client, say, look, this is what we have. What do you think? And actually, they love the raw, ugly UI, not working, buggy thing, because they can tell you what is need to be done. If you make it too advanced or too, you know, beautiful at some point, you just invested a lot of time and effort, and the client don't care about that. They have their own pains.
You know what? This is a great lesson for anyone who's starting a company or have a company, that the client's need is the most important thing. Meaning, a lot of people are married to their product, and that's not the key. The key is, where are you meeting the client? That's what you know, Jeff Bezos is talking about all the time. He's saying, we care about the client. He said it to 2000, I remember, and people, you know, told him, okay, what about the price? He said, we don't care about the price. It's all about the client. It's all about the customer experience, what they need, what they want. That's what we are all about. And you said it all now. I want to shift gears a little bit. I want to dig into the product itself, into what you guys actually do. And I know that you have two aspects of the product. Maybe you have more, but you have two main aspects. And you have the one is obviously a seamless way to wire money, transfer money, get, you know, between the parties, et cetera, which we'll talk about soon. That's a simpler aspect, but I would say that came maybe a little later, if I'm correct. The core of the business, which is, I think, the most fascinating part, is the reporting part and the quality of reporting that you guys provide. And I will explain it to the listeners for a second before you start explaining that on your end. I believe that, you know, anyone who invested in real estate with a major enterprise or not, or I would say medium-sized company, meaning a company that has, let's say, 100, 200, 300,000 units, you get reports. Sometimes it's the sloppy PDF that you have no patience of reading and going through, and you're trying to get, okay, I got a whole bulk of information. Where is the stuff that I want, I care about? What is my money doing? What is my money making? So there's this misconnection between what the developer, operator, whatever they want to tell you, and the client, the investor. What do I want to see? I don't care about all that stuff. You're doing a great job. It's beautiful what you're doing. I want to know what my money is doing and how am I making. And comes you guys and you're putting it together. The question is how, and that's, I'm throwing the ball to you to tell you, to tell us how this beauty is done. And what do you do in order to simplify it for the investor, and how great experience you making for the operators, the management, like the management companies or operators, like you call it.
Right. So you said it so beautifully. So there's a tension in here. There's a tension between what the managers want to communicate and what the investor is looking for. So you have to be able to, you know, do something that answer both needs. Our platform today is really powerful on the visual aspects, on what the investor want to see, and make the process as easy as possible for the manager, for the real estate firm who actually need to go through the reports. We started with this, you know, PDF that no one really reads, and you just, as an investor, looking at the important points. And then it's confusing because one manager can send you something, the other one can send you something else. One is talking with ROI, return on investment. The other one is with IRR, internal rate of return. And every, it's hard to compare them. You don't have even a single map that you can see all your properties in one place and understand what is going on. So we took that and we elevated into a whole new level of visual and visualize the way the real estate investment is progressing. So there's two ways, two things in here. One is a way to get, as an investor, the overview of what you have and then diving into each project. Seeing if it's a development project, we automate the entire development process into a single timeline story window that you can actually see the development. If it's more focused on financials like rents and cash cow, for that matter, you see more financials and more
income producing, you know, properties. Yes,
exactly. So you want to see more statistics over there. You can see new projects. You can see the track record of the managers you work with, all the documents, everything is on mobile, which is insane. There's so many, you know, reporting tools out there that they don't support mobile. And like, this is the way people consume data today. So it's have got to be very adapted and responsive to mobile. On the manager side, we've done a lot. So it's very easy to create new projects, to manage the projects or the investors. So you have these two aspects of looking at things as a manager, one from the project point of view and the other one from the investor's point of view. And there's a lot of tools and automations that allows you to easily navigate between the two. So let's talk, for example, on the investors. You have all the investors listen, listed with tags that tells you exactly what is the preference, with automated document system that will allocate each one of the document to that specific investor. So for example, if I'm a manager and I have, let's say, 300 K1s to allocate, I can just drag and drop them and it will allocate each one to the relative, to the correct investor. If an investor is calling me for that matter, I can press one click and I can see the dashboard of the investor. So I can talk with them online and like communicating on the same thing. Other than that, we are not now going to automate the entire payment system into.
So one second, before we get to that, because that's a very interesting topic of its own. I just want to ask you a question, which is a fascinating thing. You're talking about tons of data that is going through because it sounds to, you know, this, the person who doesn't really understand that or does understand real estate and reporting in real estate and an analyst who sits on the numbers and crunches it down and then he sends it out or the accounting, whatever you want to call it. In the end of the day, you're talking about tons of data. And the question that everyone is going to ask you is, how is the data, this tons of data that is floating around, is going to be going down to this, you know, dashboard, like you call it, for the investor or the app or anything? How is it done? Meaning you have to actually have 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 20 people sitting, putting the data down. Is it an automated process? How is it being done?
So it's an automated process, and this is a good point. So what we realize is, first of all, a lot of the ecosystem in real estate is using like very conventional tools like Excel. You can have like huge companies with a lot of, you know, complex processes, but everyone is at the end are calculating with Excel. So we connect to those. But more than that, if you have a big collection of data, we encourage you to use this mechanism that you can drag and drop the files and it will automatically read or find the type of the file, the relevant investor, the relevant project, and place the data over there. So it will be easy for you to navigate to the project for that matter and sequence the entire update that you want with the pictures, with the summary. If you want to go and see the investors, you'll go to the investor and you'll see the same files that are relevant or related to that investor. And all you have to do is just drag and drop the document inside. That being said, I can tell you that from my experience so far, real estate managers are looking for a full service. So they do want like us or someone else to at least onboard the first part of the existing project, if not like doing the entire process ourselves, which is fine. We're more than happy to do that, but we also provide you the tools in at any step of the way to do it by your own.
This is the beauty of AI, artificial intelligence. And you guys definitely, you probably use, you know, that, you know, that vehicle in order to get things done. What I wanted to ask.
Right, so the machine learning part is when you use the documents and we use this algorithm that know to track the correct data and actually get this data to the project or to the investor or related to the financial transaction. So you don't need to go through, you know, all the process of data filtering yourself.
Tell me something. A lot of operators, management companies are probably listening to you right now saying, this sounds fantastic. But what makes you guys unique from other similar, you know, products that are out there? What makes you guys standing out that everybody would say, I want to use you guys. I want to be a part of your revolution.
Right. So definitely in terms of the communication, we're doing like the best communication tool out there in terms of the visual and the way your company as a manager attractive and being the visual means of the system is providing the
how
manager.
How they're being presented to the investor, you mean?
Right. What I want to say is that the manager actually get this platform that plays the entire company in a whole new light. Like it looked like 10x better than what they have right now in other reporting tools. So it's actually elevate the level of company in the eyes of the investor. So this is one. After that, we use the data to connect the entire flow. So this is very important. Once you have distribution going on, once you have money going in, you want to fundraise, you want to distribute fund, everything is being handled within the system. So it's 360 degrees solution for you as a manager. So you can add like the distribution you want to distribute, and then we waterfall those numbers and make sure that the distribution will reach each one of the investor's bank account and vice versa. If you have a new project that you want to raise fund for, so we can do the entire process from doing the prospect stage, signing using e-signature, signing all the investors, make sure that the money is being directed to your bank account for that deal, and then distribute the funds once you have rents or you want to exit the deal. So that's a complete circle that we provide. We're not focusing on a single point and telling you as a manager, you need another, you know, addition for that. You can do the entire process and just focus on what you do best, which is managing the real estate properties and making sure you bring the best deals on the table.
A lot of revolutionary stuff in your company, and that's amazing. That leads us to the whole discussion of transferring and wiring funds. You started talking about this. Can you elaborate about this?
Sure. So gladly, this is what we are focused on right now. So we are opening a whole new option for both investors and managers. So the manager can open a bank account using Achieve in Europe or in the US, and then get the investment in the currency of choice of the investor without handling any of the process. So for that example, for that matter, if I'm a, let's say a US manager, I'm working in the US and I have investors in Europe and in Israel and in, let's say China. So I'm working only with US dollars, but I'm as an Israeli, my Israeli investor can send me shekels. The European investor can send me euros and the Chinese can send yuan. I will get the dollars. And vice versa. If I need to distribute funds, then the distribution will go to the Chinese investor in yuan, the European in euro, and the Israeli in shekels. And the big thing is in here is that the costs are being cut by 75% comparing to the traditional system, banking system, and everything is seamless. So I'm as an investor in Israel, will only see shekels going in and out. The guy in China will see only yuans going in and out in terms of investment and distribution. And in terms of the impact on the fees, it's really, really low. So I got this entire process going on as a manager, and I can tell anyone around the world, you can invest with me in the currency of your choice, and I'm be able to, you know, transact and move things around without the need of doing the conversion and transaction through the banks and getting, you know, a CFO doing all the process. So this is one thing. Another thing that we do is also we use the system of the files, the AI system that can recognize the files and wrap the transaction with the correct compliance needs. So for example, if I'm living in Israel and I'm getting a distribution, the system can automatically recognize and send the documents needed for that transaction in terms of compliance.
I'll tell you something. This sounds so fascinating, and you guys are extremely busy with developing different sides of this product, this side of this service, and it sounds really interesting. Tell me something. What are the reactions from, you know, so far clients, so far, you know, people that you get in touch with? Which countries are you focused on? Is it the U.S. mostly? Where are you guys with that?
So I think the reactions of, you know, the clients are the most, are the biggest enjoyment in the process. So when I'm getting, you know, this message, wow, this is amazing. I never got this way of investing in real estate. The reports are amazing. I understand everything. Everything is so accessible. Things work smoothly. It's great. Clients are always, you know, using the system and amazed on the way they report it back. So it looks like a different era in terms of the communication with the investors, the way they fundraise, the way they sit down on the calculation waterfall, the distribution. Everything looked like something of the past. So this is really exciting. In terms of where we at, we mostly work in multifamily project in the US. We have some European projects as well. So Switzerland, Germany, UK, and I would say almost all of the rest are multifamily projects in the US. We have some commercials, we have some logistics centers, but mostly residentials.
Right, the multifamily is obviously, and I spoke about this the last couple of shows ago, how resilient multifamily continues to be, and how strong and how attractive it is to investors, to operators, to landlords. Everybody wants their hands on it. Not everybody, but most of the, I would say, commercial real estate leaders are following that route. I'll tell you something. This is some fascinating stuff that you're talking about. And I'm sure that a lot of people that are listening want to know, how do I find Nir and his company Achieved in order to learn more about the company and to better understand how they can service me? So if you could tell us, obviously you guys can see the links above and below, and definitely feel free to get in touch with him. Nir, please share it with us. How do people get in touch with you guys?
So we have a website, www.achieved.io, and over there you can actually see a live demo of the product. I think we're the only ones that actually open about that, because we feel so strong about, you know, the technology, the way we present things, the visual arts of the platform. So you can actually watch and play with the demo to see how it looks like. And you can connect with us and contact us through the website or my LinkedIn page. And we'll be more than happy to, you know, communicate and talk with you guys.
Beautiful. And I'll tell you something. This was a great interview. I loved it. Some great information about this innovation. And I'll tell everybody, I usually tell everybody who's listening to the show, sometimes I get this question, why do you put so much focus on PropTech also? And I'll tell you guys, if you are not, and you could hear how the whole world of technology is revolutionizing commercial real estate, you can't not be a part of it. If you're not a part of it, you're going to stay behind and you're going to be a dinosaur. You don't want to be a dinosaur. It's like everybody was talking about the Blackberries, how great it was. They're no longer here. You guys have to wake up and smell the coffee. You need companies like Achieved to get you to the, how do you say, with to the 2021 to 2022, and to advance in commercial real estate and your deals. Nirs, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you for asking.
And you guys, take care. I'll see you in the next show. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.